couple of comments, you know, on the game. From a positive standpoint, I think the number one thing was our play style. I thought that we had outstanding effort, pursuit, finish. We had a lot of guys flying around with the ball. You know, you like to start the game the way we started the game. 3-3 and outs, you know, coming right, kind of set the tempo of things. You know, the second series, you know, after the interception, you know, we talk a lot about adversity defense. You know, that's where you get a chance to show what you're all about. And guys went out and had a 3 and out, you know, there with a fairly tough field position. You know, we played a lot of substituted defense, and I thought for the most part played the run well. We had one run break out of there, 31-yarder, but I think other than that, I counted 16 or 17 runs for 50 yards. You know, I normally count, you know, the quarterback scrambles, put that into pass yardage, you know, and Russell Wilson had 40 yards, you know, on two quarterback scrambles. So things we got to go back to work on is we still gave him, you know, four big plays. You know, two of them came right there in a 2-minute drill to into the half, back-to-back. And fortunately, we were able to play well in the red zone yesterday. I think we had 5 red zone snaps that we won down there. And if you want to be a good scoring defense, you've got to play well in the red zone. And the guys rose to the occasion, you know, in those situations. But, you know, our conversion downs, I think, you know, we were 75% there. So for the most part, there were a lot of positive things to build off of. We still got a lot of areas that we got to improve in. But, you know, I like the guys' attitude and effort overall.
Just to see how that nitro package, in particular with a few smaller bodies, held up against the run.
Yes, you know, I'm confident that we can play the run out of it. You know, I think that Morgan does an outstanding job, you know, down there, and you know, gives us a little bit more speed, you know, on the field. So it's a, you know, a little different style of defense to run against.
What did Blake show you, you know, all through August to merit being basically the guy inside yesterday?
Yeah, you know, I think you'll see a combination of guys in there, but Blake obviously played the most, you know, yesterday. You know, Jake came in for a few snaps, and, you know, Joe was in more of our third down package, you know, when he went in. But all three of those guys are going to be, you know, big contributors on special teams, and we're going to have the ability to roll those guys through, you know. And I think all three of them can play what we're doing there, you know, on first and second down.
Dom, you endure what you guys had to endure last January in Atlanta, and then yesterday you played the way your guys did, and it wasn't really any of the new guys that were the difference makers for you. I mean, you had Devon out there all game, but other than that, it was all the guys that were out there in January. What's that tell you?
Well, one thing I've learned, all right, is initially, you know, what happened last week, okay, doesn't have a thing to do, you know, this week, and every game's a new game, you know, and the flow of the game, the tempo of the game, all those things have so much to do, you know, with the outcomes. And so you've got to really focus in on what you've got to do, you know, that day. And that's what we talked about in terms of the whole week in the preparation. You know, you had Seattle coming in here. You know, we'd had a different game with them the last time we played in here. It was colder weather, but, you know, there was 6 turnovers in that game, which had a tremendous impact in that game. You know, Mike Daniels' turnover yesterday had a big impact on the game yesterday. But, yeah, you just never know from one week to the next. That's what's so exciting about the NFL.
I know all losses hurt, but you're prideful. The players are prideful. Did that one in Atlanta hurt?
Well, they all hurt, especially if you're playing to go to the Super Bowl. You know, I've had my share of those. You know, I had one in Pittsburgh in 94, had one at Carolina out here in 96, had one in 99 at Jacksonville. So, there's, you know, I've had my share of trips to where you're sitting there playing to go to the Super Bowl and you don't get to go. It hurts, yeah.
You had, at least I think you did, had used Mike Daniels in a bit more of a third down role than you had last year. Am I right on that?
Well, Mike played quite a bit for us in third down. Now you think about it, you know, we had Julius and Dayton, you know, that we mixed in there, you know. So, you know, you saw on third down, you saw Ahmad Brooks in there to start out with, you know, until until he had to leave the game. But we've got different combinations that we can use in those situations. But Mike, obviously, you saw what he did rushing, you know, and it's hard to dispute, you know. I mean, the impact that he had out there as a rusher, because he really had some good moves and created some havoc.
So how do you monitor his snap count? I mean, I was at the Seahawks and had a lot of snaps yesterday, so it's not too relevant to that game. But obviously, he's a good run player. He's a good pass player. How do you find that happy spot where he's getting, you're getting enough reps but not too much?
Well, that's, you know, that can change from one week to the next, you know. And you try to monitor those things as you go through the season because, you know, you don't want to wear guys out. But Mike's a good football player, and you like to have your good football players on the field as much as possible.
Yeah, we won't talk to you until Thursday again. So I know you're not too deep into your preparation for next Sunday, but it does look like these guys are vastly different than they were, you know, 8 months ago. What are the biggest challenges your guys are going to face against this Atlanta offense?
Well, they're a talented team, you know, playing in a new stadium, you know, that's turf. You know, they've got a lot of speed, you know, which matches up, you know, well with the turf. But they were number one offense in the National Football League last year. You know, I mean, they scored 28 points in the first half against the New England Patriots. So they have those kind of capabilities, you know. So you've got to play every play, and they've got speed and big play players, and you have to account for them. And a quarterback that, you know, had a career year last year.
At some point, you'll ask your young rookies, King and Josh Jones, and maybe Deagle and Adams to get on the field at some point and help you. But the fact that you didn't need to use them a lot yesterday, can that be a good thing, or would you rather get them some more now in case down the road they got to play?
Yeah, I think that's a process you go through, in terms of those guys really getting out there and showing that they're capable of going out and playing and contributing, you know. So, you know, and I think all those guys you're mentioning will at a certain point in time. Obviously, with Adams and Beagle, you know, that process has been delayed. But with Josh and Kevin, you know, those guys, I think you'll see them, as we do with most young guys, you know, gradually play probably more and more.
In what ways has Nick Perry grown the most in the last year or 2 years? What do you think?
Well, I thought he had an outstanding year last year, and I thought yesterday was a really good start. You know, I thought he, in terms of rushing the passer, playing the run, you know, he looked like the Nick that you saw last year. And we think that, you know, Nick can give us that kind of performance every week and do it, you know, consistently week in and week out. And I think he proved that he could do that last year.
You mentioned the two-minute drill, and you weren't too happy with the two big plays. On the pass play, was that just Wilson getting out of the pocket, kind of losing the guy? Or?
Yeah, from playing against Wilson, you know, he's the most dangerous when he gets out of the pocket. You know, I mean, a lot of times we try to keep him inside where he has to throw, you know, over those linemen and that. But he's such a good athlete, has such savvy and instincts when he gets outside. And what it is, it's a lot like what Aaron does. Okay, you see Aaron by all that time where he'll step up in and slide, and it gives the receivers a chance to uncover. That's what happened on the first play, you know, where he slid to the outside. Receiver came all the way across the field on a deep over route, and he hit him right on the sideline. And the longer those plays extend, the tougher it is to cover him downfield.
You know, we talked to you last week about that play late in the third quarter where they threw the ball 84 to sideline. Just how good of a play was that, considering how much ground he had to cover to get to the sideline?
Well, that was an outstanding play all the way around. I don't know if you noticed, but we had three guys there, okay? And Hawk got the main hit on the guy, but he was catching the ball in bounds, and they hit him in the air and knocked him out of bounds, all right, which would have been a completion, became an incompletion. But he had a really – Hawk had a really nice break on the thing. He had a good beat on the quarterback, because he had us beat initially. And another guy that I was impressed with there was Kevin King, because he had enough vision, all right, that he saw the ball thrown, and he rolled off and was part of that. But we had three guys there, and that was a big play.